Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, 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 it's Sick Flow. Checking out Crosstalk Radio with Big Pudge and Steph Swig. They my homies.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons and politics, the ultimate creed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this Crosstalk Radio. Oh, oh.
We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back. We are back. I am Big Pudge.
I'm Steph Swig.
And this is Crosstalk Radio.
Thank you.
Appreciate it as usual,
always,
as always.
Always.
We love y'all dearly.
Yes. Yo, we got a very, very special show. All our shows, I gotta stop saying this. All our shows are special. Each show is special.
We got another awesome show.
We got a
for
special
you.
Edition show. How about
right.
that?
That's what another doing. Special edition.
Yeah, a special version of our typical show. So right. Here we go. So what we doing today, guys, like Pudge and I will always we don't like to always give y'all heavy shows all the time. We like to mix up every now and then. So every now and then we throw a light show in there, a little humor every now and then. Because, you know, there's enough craziness going on right now. So we want to give y'all a light show. We can just have a good time, laugh, cut up like we usually do anyway. But this show is not a heavy topic. So we got a couple of topics here. I'm going to just tell them what we're talking about today. So we actually reached out to some of our some of our crosstalkers. And they gave us some suggestions of things we should talk about on this particular episode. I reached out to a couple of them, asked them for some light topics. That's something that's not too heavy to go into, you know, just something a little fun topic.
Yeah.
And so we came up with a couple of them based off what they had showed us, what they told us. And so one of them was like favorite TV shows, places we've gone and want to go, and our favorite hangouts in Atlanta. So people, when they come to Atlanta, they can have some more insight of where to go when they come.
Right.
And that's kind of cool. That one right there is cool because me and Pudge like to do different things. So that's pretty cool. So you get my version of stuff I get to do in Atlanta and his version of stuff he like doing. Right. So y'all get a good mixture based on, you know, your personality type, where you might try something different. Who knows? So anyway, Pudge, you can dive into any one you want to go in. It don't matter.
Favorite
TV shows and why, places we've gone or places we want to go. And favorite hangouts in Atlanta.
Okay, so since I'm a driver, you know what I'm saying, in Atlanta, let me just go and start off, because those are things I can just kind of like fly off my head at the top without any kind of thinking. So if you're the night type club person, not really on the young tip, but on the somewhere between 22 up until like 35, you know, there's a club called MJQ. It's downtown of Ponce de Leon. Friday and Saturday night is the spot to be. Now, it's a club where you pretty much, it's like hip-hop, but it's all 90s hip-hop, 90s and early 2000s hip-hop.
There.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's as I mean, you know, we hip hop head, so that's my spot.
You said 90s, I was already locked in.
Yeah, now I mean Friday and Saturday, man. Mm. It used to be on like really Friday, but now Saturday has become the night where I mean literally, and it's nonstop. They got two dance floors. And anybody used to club back in the day, we used to go to a club and it wasn't cats standing on the wall, profiling, trying to say, this is not that type of club. When I say everybody dancing, and how you be at parties, it's like 300 steps, it's step swings in a party, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no standing. Everybody's dancing, having fun. They got two dance floors. And, man, you even see stuff like what you saw back in there. You even see dance battles, which is something I ain't seen. I only see it at that club.
Wow.
Where, I mean, literally, they clear the floor so people can start showing off their dance move, and all it takes for one person to look like he do better, then there's a battle going on, but it's still dope. Like, you still get to experience that vibe,
but
it's still all love and fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've seen it. I see it happen all the time when I go to this club. Somebody is going to wind up battling each other in the dance, you know what I'm saying? So that club is called MJQ, and the beautiful part about this club is, I should do some history on it because the club is underground. Like, literally, it looks like a shack.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the front door, you walk down a steep hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell you're walking. Of course, you're walking below ground level because you look like you pull in the parking lot. It's this little shack and everybody's standing outside. But when you walk in, you literally go down at least 7-8 more feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when you walk, it's down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's underground. I'm only curious what it used to be back in the day, you know what I'm saying, before it became a club. But that's really, really.
I actually would like to check that out.
Yeah, MJQ. And my other spot, man, for my patois people and my people who just love, like, reggae, Royal Peacock. It's on Auburn Avenue. If you have just been a tourist in Atlanta, you have went down Auburn Avenue. That's where Martin Luther King Church still standing. That's where this whole monument and stuff is at. And this reggae club has been there since the club. Let me put it this. The building itself has been there since Martin Luther King was alive. And it looks like something from anybody that's up north. You know how you go in the house and you got three levels in the houses, basement, regular level, and then the top floor level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this will remind you of up north, because as soon as you go in, you got to go up about 20 something steep steps. And I mean, like, you climbing up the steps, and that's where the club is. You know what I'm saying? All the way at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And the club looked like a club. I mean, since I've been there 30 years, the club looked like an apartment. It's about as, you know what I'm saying, big as a, I want to say 15 square foot apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't quote me on that square foot. You know what I'm saying?
You just don't know.
Right, don't quote me on that square foot. I'm saying it all direct, absolute. Like, I know for a fact that's a square footage. But either way it go, it ain't big. But when I say you have the time of your life up in there.
Yeah.
I only go to places, well, I don't really club like that, but those are the places that I do go to, because I try to find places that are either grown and sexy, even if it's not, you know, on some grown and sexy type stuff. It's neutral to where I know ain't no young person about to come up in there, you know what I'm saying, and start firing off and acting all crazy and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm giving you now, there's a lot of places where if you want to go pop off, you can do that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have those locations for you, and I'm not going to give them to you anyway. Step, what you got, man?
Man, I don't have nothing compared to what you got, man.
I'll say, you know, yeah, Step, you know, he don't do the... Well, I don't do the club thing.
I'm not in the club. I mean, I like to dance, but I'm not in the club, which is very weird to me. I think it's weird for myself, but...
I know about them two clubs, the only ones I went to. The only reason why I know they still vibrant and popping is because what I do for a living, I'm still dropping people off at them same clubs all day long. So, there's a lot to do in Atlanta when it comes to if you... They actually have a club called Grown and Sexy. You know, it's
surprised the title was even taken when they got it.
I don't know if it was taken now. All I know is they have you got the little young clubs out here, you know what I'm saying, if you wanna just be teenagers, be wild, but you know, you got the Grown and Sexy clubs. You have a lot of places out here where whatever you wanna do, you can actually do. Like, it's they have a lot of places out here that's geared to different nationalities, different cultures, so it's not like I have to be in one little area.
Yeah, I feel you.
But it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. You know, I will say, when it comes to Atlanta, do read them reviews, yo. Before you decide to go somewhere, read them reviews. And if you know somebody personally, you know, hit them up and see what their experience was.
Yeah, I see. I don't know. For me, I mean, despite contrary popular belief, I like to do a lot of laid back stuff too, though. So, I mean, the movies, you know, the stuff like that.
Right.
And honestly, it's mostly, you know, and I'm actually at a point in my life where I'm trying new stuff that I don't usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to getting out there, maybe going to dance and stuff like that, different locations. Right now, I'm looking at going to like grown folks stuff. I mean, I do a lot of, I go to movies a lot anyway, but it's like I want to do something other than going to movies and bowl. I bowl, I like to bowl, that's fun.
Right.
And we got some unique bowling alleys in Atlanta that I haven't been to, but the stuff I like to do in Atlanta, for one, I think Fork and Screens are dope. Dave and Buster's are fun. That's one thing I can say
is
fun. Dave and Buster's, y'all don't know what it is. If you grew up in the 80s like me, you miss arcades.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave and Buster's is like an arcade for adults. You know, you can have kids, it's family too. You know what I'm saying? They sell alcohol there. They got so much. They got bowl night in the day.
And a dance club at night.
And a pool table in there. And some nights they do karaoke. So it's like a club. Arcade, bar, restaurant,
all that. All
and I know a lot of grown folks spend many birthdays there. I'm included, so that's one of my favorite spots to go to if I'm gonna go anywhere like that. Fork and Screens is simply what it says. Fork and Screen. You go to a theater. They have tables in front of you at the movie theater. They bring you. They have a menu. You have your dinner right there in front of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They have wine, liquor, whatever you want. They have it. They can bring it out there to you. And it's a fun experience too if you haven't done that. Those are things I like to do. I like to go to the parks. I'm simple. You know, I like to go to the different parks, hang out with the lady, chill, have a good time, talk, enjoy stuff like that, be on the lake, stuff like that. And one more spot I was going to say. You know, shoot ranges are always cool, but what's something else I was going to say, Push? What was it? I'm asking
you. He said it like I got to listen. I'm reading his list or something.
Like we talked about it. What was I going to say? Dang.
I knew nothing you were going
to
say.
So for me, for my number one thing I like to do personally, I like to talk and shoot the breeze. So anywhere that is conducive to that atmosphere, I love it. So for me, I'm a huge pub guy. I prefer to go to a pub than a bar. I'm down to go to a bar, but I'd rather go to a pub. Pub is a little bit different than a bar. It's like an Irish version of a bar in most cases, but it's more laid back and mature.
Okay.
But my favorite one to go to in Atlanta is a place called Fado's. That's Fados. So they get just enough lively to the point where it's not boring, but it's real laid back. Sometimes, some nights you go, I guess it can be a little lively, but you know, the nights I go is like a Friday night and have beer with the guys and shoot the breeze, and everybody's lively. They got live band, live music playing. It's not a club; it's just more like just a laid back place to go after you get off work. So it was real cool. I enjoy pubs. Those are my favorite places to go in Atlanta, pubs, and on the other end of the spectrum, coffee houses. But I haven't found one yet. I used to go to one called Caribou Coffee. It used to be a chain here, but I don't know where they are.
I think they all left.
And that sucks, but somewhere like that, just chilling and having, in the wintertime, chilling and having hot chocolate and just shooting a breeze with somebody and having a great time, just enjoying the vibe at the cafe. So that's me.
Another spot that's major here, and it's downtown on Peachtree Street. Yeah, everybody that been in Atlanta know Peachtree Street, but it's downtown. Sweet George's Juke Joint. That is
that's where I want to go.
Yeah, Sweet George's Juke Joint, man. They have a live band. Like out of 7 days, they have a live band at least 5 days out the week, and a lot of live band is during the week.
Mm-hmm.
The food is amazing. So you get to sit down, and they mainly do jazz, neo soul.
See, that's my vibe right there too. Mm-hmm. Just some laid back, chill, get out the house.
That's grown folks stuff. Yeah, grown folks stuff, you know. And the ambiance is actually nice too. I mean, literally, you get folks will be sitting eating, other folks will be getting up, their favorite song come on, they get to jamming, but it's just a lot of love.
It's like a good date location.
Yeah, it's like love, peace, happiness, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to sound old school, but
you do sound old school. If you're not trying, you're doing a great job.
Hey, you know, love, peace, and happiness. We strive for that back in my day.
I thought you were going to say love, peace, and hair grease. I thought that's what you were going to have.
Love, peace, and soul. Hey, I don't care. Either way I go, as I know, we strive for that, and which there is the reason why we still have level heads at the age we are now.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at that at all. So, Sweet George's Juke Joint, that is a neutral spot. There's a spot called the Phone Booth. So, you know, back in the day, in the South, at least, they used to have, what do you call them? When they were hidden, you would go inside of a grocery store, and then behind the when you go behind the store, there's a whole
like a hole in the wall club.
Yeah, but what's the word, man? There's a word they used it back in the day.
I thought it'd be juke joint.
Juke. Oh, dang! I did use the word already. My bad. I had a whole brain fart moment. Juke joint. So for people who don't know what a juke joint used to be back in the day, black folks couldn't enjoy themselves publicly, openly, in front of, you know, in the South, at least, anyway.
I give an example of a Jupiter joint in Color Purple. The movie Color Purple, when Oprah knocked the girl in the water,
yeah,
and he closed up the good.
Time to go.
Right. That was in the Jupe joint in that scene. If you see Color Purple, that's a perfect example of a Jupe joint from back in the day, right?
And you notice what they had to do to get to the Jupe joint. They had to row a boat.
Yeah.
The Jupe joint was in the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Meaning they had to be separate from society, white folks, the world, and all that. So in the South, they would have like little hole in the wall spots that were Jupe joints. So you would be able to go into a what would look like a convenience store, but if you walk in this one door that looked like a bathroom door behind a convenience store, there's a whole club in the background.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
They still have some of those places from way back then in Georgia. There's one downtown called the Phone Booth, and it's so cool because the phone, you walk in the actual old phone booth.
Oh, man, I want
to
go.
You actually walk in the old phone booth, and then the real door you go into to the Jupe joint is right there.
Dude, I want to go.
Yeah, so check that out, y'all. Phone Booth, Sweet Georgia's Jupe joint. Them two are literally, like, within 3 minutes of each other, and they're in the center of downtown. So for people who are kind of, like, trying to stay downtown or, you know, that center, like that's something you can do where you don't have to walk anywhere far.
All right, so I thought of another one while you was talking.
Okay.
So if you're in Atlanta, and like I already said, I like movies. So Starlight Drive-In is another spot you can check out. Starlight Drive-In is a dope spot. If you don't know the drive-in, they're movie theaters, but they're outside and you drive your car inside the theater.
Yeah.
It was a parking lot with a screen out there. You drive your car and you turn it onto the station and you play the movie sound comes through your speakers in your car.
Right.
And you can bring your own food. They have a concession, but you bring your own food. So that's something we like to do in my house, where we go every now and then. But we do it up. We go out there early, set up the grill. We throw some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. Dude, last time...
I didn't know you could do all that.
You're not supposed to.
Oh, I'm about to say.
You're not supposed to, but they don't enforce it. Because one time I saw... Because I used to do it all the time, and I saw a sign saying we couldn't do it, so I stopped doing it. The day I went out there and didn't do it, everybody else had their grills out there, so I started bringing my grill again.
Oh, okay.
Dude, so one time we went out there, it was like March. We went to see King Kong, and I had the grill, so it was kind of cold that day.
Uh-huh.
Had the hot dogs and hamburgers going. Man, you know how many people come over there trying to buy food from me?
Ooh, you could have made a killer.
I did not do that, though. I was like, nah, bro, I just give you a burger, man. I just give you a burger. He's like, nah, I like, because the moment I start selling hot hamburgers and stuff, he's going to kick me out.
Yeah,
and then one dude, he felt so convicted on it. He didn't want to give, he just couldn't take a burger for free, so he gave a slice of his pizza. Like, I got some pizza, I can give you some pizza. All right, cool. So it was just cool, though. Like, everybody's like, yo, I heard y'all selling burgers. I was like, no, we're not selling burgers.
Right. Yeah. That's not what we're doing. Yeah. I'm not soliciting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to enjoy the movie.
I'm just trying to feed for my kids, you know what I'm saying?
That's added to our experience. So, but yeah, Starlight Drive-In, you like the nostalgia driving. Starlight Drive-In is the only driving I'm aware of in this part of Georgia. Period. I mean, it's somewhere.
Yeah, me too. I don't know any other.
There's a couple of them that used to be around, but I don't think they're around no more.
Nah, Starlight is the major one that everybody goes
to. Go to Starlight.
All right, Pudge. For people who like to do hookah, because that's a...
Man,
that's,
you know everything. We might
that's open a, up. I mean, I drive. You
that's
know
right.
what I'm saying?
So that's, but so, you sound like you... No, hold on for a second.
Ah, here you go, y'all.
So you drive, but it sounds like you get out the car, too, when you go to play. Because you talk from a
friend. I have been...
You know how many steps go down to the place with steps. That's not from a driver perspective.
Shut up, man. Well, Royal Peacock, yeah, I was up in there, you know what I'm saying, from teenage years to, you know what I'm saying, to a few years back. So, yes.
The phone booth, describe the store, the stairs, the second door that you can't see from the car. Come on, man.
I've been here 30 years, man, and I was a teenager, a young adult at one point in time.
I hear you.
Like, so, Boogaloo's. And anybody know that been to Atlanta know about Boogaloo's? Boogaloo's is a hookah spot. It is grown and sexy, so you can't come up in there with no sneaks on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look presentable and whatnot. But it's a really good... I hear all the time that it's a really, really good hookah spot to go to.
That's the thing people doing now, too. I hear a lot of people want to go to hookah spots.
Yeah, they got a... oh, man, what's my other spot? Oh, people, my new favorite spot, BQE Lounge. It's on Edgewood downtown again. The good thing is for people who's coming to, like, you know, coming to visit Atlanta, a lot of this stuff is right downtown within 2-3 minutes of each other. All this stuff that's like the majority of stuff that we're naming is in the center of downtown.
Yeah.
You know, and then if a few miles outside of downtown if you're trying to go there. But it's called BQE Lounge. Live band. I mean, the ambiance is just awesome. And when I say live band, I mean live band. And they don't do karaoke. Well, on some nights they do karaoke, but other nights it's live band and a DJ. The food is phenomenal, and I'm a chef. So for me to say the food is phenomenal, it has to be really, really good. They sell, I don't even do soul food when I go out. I just don't, because I grew up on that, so I be wanting to try other elegant stuff. But they had chicken and waffles, but it was red velvet waffles.
That's different.
Blew my mind. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at red velvet waffles on my plate with fried chicken. It changed my life, dog.
Changed your life? So you better give a testimony, man.
I was blind, y'all, but that red velvet waffles. Nah, but the food is really, really good, man. The ambiance is lovely. The only downfall is it's popular now. When I started going, it wasn't really that popular. You can get in on a Thursday or Friday and, you know, not being wall to wall, but now it's bumping. Starting Thursday, it'd be packed. You know, and they only give you an hour and a half table minimum because the club is not that big and people be wanting to be there for 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. But you still got a line of people waiting, so you can only get an hour. But that's how awesome the club is. Nobody wants to leave when you get there. Between the ambiance, the alcohol, which they are very generous in the amount of alcohol they give you, the food, the DJ, the live band, you know what I'm saying? And then it's a lounge, too. So you got regular tables, but do you have, like, long couches, you know what I'm saying, with booths and stuff. So it's very comfortable. Yeah. So, but people get too comfortable to where I want to leave.
Yeah, I got
so you got to give people an hour and a half table limit before they got to go. But BQE Lounge and... No disrespect to any other race, but I'm always support my people. The owners of BQE Lounge is black owned, husband and wife couple.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? I met the chef there. He introduced me to the husband. You know what I'm saying? I met the wife. They both from New York, and they had this idea and brought it to Atlanta. And it's been very, they're about 3-4 years in, and it's been real successful. So
that's dope.
BQE Lounge, y'all. Just, I mean, literally, all the spots we named, just Google them. They known all over Georgia.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, we almost did a whole show just on our
I didn't. I didn't expect it to go this long.
Me either. Me either. I just do that all day.
Right.
All right. Cool. All right. So I think in the vein of what we're already doing, let's talk about favorite places we've gone and want to go.
Places
we've gone and or places we want to go.
Okay, I know this probably sound, you know, basic to most folks, but I've always wanted to go to the Bahamas, and I still have never been.
You ever been to the Bahamas? Oh, you just said you never. He did
that on purpose, y'all. That's the stuff he does all the time.
I do it all the time, but that was a reflex.
See, rude reflex. We're going to call that rude reflex, y'all.
I'm just fascinated. I just figured this time everybody been to the Bahamas. I'm actually not proud.
I'm not happy with, you know, my life when it comes to
traveling abroad or something.
Yeah, because I really haven't. You know what I'm saying? And like when you took your little road trip or whatnot, I'm just like, dang. Like, see, did I say a little salty, y'all? We took your little road trip.
Yeah, a little before anything you talk about people. You and your little friends, you know, little club thing, little business. It's kind of sending.
He ain't invite me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So,
we already had 7 people. Wasn't even no
y'all
room
did, and I could have been back there with the luggage. You know what I'm saying?
No, the luggage was on top of the van. Right. You could have been there.
Well, either way it go, that's something that that's something that I really want to do for real. Is like take like a whole month off and just go places. I mean, Lord Jesus, I've never been to New York. Not a day in my life. Well. I had when I was a baby, but I don't remember that, so I've never been
I'm
to New York.
I'm hurt and disappointed at you at the same
and
time.
And I'm from Jersey.
I'm hurt and disappointed
at you. I've been to Philly. I done walked to Philly from Jersey.
You never been there. I just assumed.
Now, everybody does.
Yeah.
Honestly, and boy, do you get talked about, boy, when you from Jersey and you tell somebody you ain't never been to New York. I mean, folks look at you like, you ain't really from Jersey.
I love New York. New York's one of my favorite cities.
Now, my thing is, I would love to go. I mean, I still want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to have that experience. But I'm saying so you're talking about you getting on me on where I want to go. Well, I could take over the rest of the show, bruh. it's places that I have not been that's basic to people. You know, folks is like, you know, I want to go to India. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to Puerto Rico. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and want to experience other countries and whatnot.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm just trying to get to the next state over.
Wait, is that a joke? It's a joke,
but okay. Not really. But not really though, because I drive from here back home. So yes, yeah. I done been through those states driving. Yeah. But when you talking about like you want to go,
I got you.
You know, say like you. Bahamas. Like mm-hmm. I mean, like I want to go to New York, but I don't want to go to New York to do what I want to do in the Bahamas.
Of course not.
I just want to experience New York. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No. But Bahamas, like. That's something that I definitely, you know what I'm saying, want to do. I know that's small and trivial to most people, but, you know.
No, it's just you. It's our podcast. Who cares about other people? Who cares about other people? Who cares about other people's opinions? Let me finish that.
That's true. Thank you, sir, for making me feel good about myself. Yeah. Now, I did go to, Tybee Island is my spot. Mm-hmm. is my spot. It is beautiful out there.
Oh, I like Tybee Island, too.
Tybee Island is beautiful.
That's my favorite place. Well, you don't have much beaches in Georgia, but that's my favorite beach in Georgia.
Right. And the fact that where we live, you know, most people take them 4 hours to get there. 2 hours and a half.
Really?
If you're living from McDonough, it's literally two hours and 28 minutes.
Dang.
And that's nothing, you know, to get to a beach.
Not when you don't have one.
Yeah. But that man-made, John.
Exactly. So that's what's up.
All right. So we're gonna let Steph finish the show with how around the world he's been, how he takes his little family road trips.
My little family.
Know
a little about my family.
On his bucket list.
Yes. That's why I had to make.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yes.
So I can make sure I get to do these things. So yeah. So what he's talking about, my little road trip was. It's commonly known in my household as the trip because we took a 2 week vacation. Actually, it was an 18-day trip. And we left from Georgia, and we drove up to North Dakota to visit my brother up there. Then we drove from North Dakota to Seattle, Washington, hung out with my friend Dice Gamble and her husband.
Time out. Now, you know black folks is like, you black, right? You North said Dakota. North Dakota and your brother?
Let me answer that because everybody tends to ask me that. They say, your brother's in North Dakota? I'm like, yeah. You know the next question is? He married to a white girl? I'm like, yeah.
Always
get that question.
Really? All right. Yeah, well, there you guys have it. He's married to a white girl. Keep it moving.
But at the top, now North Dakota, where he's living at now, they had a big oil boom with this, so there's a lot of black folks up there now. And actually, Wiz Khalifa's actually from the part there in Minot, North Dakota, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep. Wow. And they're very proud of that. So, either way, so I drove from North Dakota to Seattle, stayed there a couple of days, drove down to San Francisco, saw the Golden Gate Bridge, walked across it, went to the pier, it was dope. Didn't go to Alcatraz, but I could see it. And then drove to L.A., did the Hollywood thing, saw Hollywood Boulevard, went to some of my favorite sites, took the kids out, went to Santa Monica, went to Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, all that kind of stuff. That was awesome. After that, we drove to Arizona, went to the Grand Canyon, which was amazing. Oh, but sorry, before when we left Seattle, I got to see Portland and all that stuff. Drove through Portland, then came to the northern tip of California and drove through the Redwood Forest, which was also on our bucket list, which was amazing. That was actually my favorite part of the trip. The Redwood Forest. That's a prehistoric forest in Georgia.
Is it really like red?
Yeah. I'll show you some pictures. Damn. Yeah, the trees are super huge. Like my whole family could stand in front of one tree and still not cover the whole trunk of the tree. They're huge. Those are prehistoric trees. They're tall and they're huge. And that was my favorite part of the trip. One of my favorite sights of the trip. The Grand Canyon was nice. We got to see an elk while we was in Grand Canyon. And then we drove from... When I say we drove, it's not like we drove when we stopped. Every time we went to a destination, we drove straight through. Like, even the North Dakota part. Let me back up. My family loves road trips. Stefan grew up on the road, loving road trips. So Stefan don't believe in staying over on a road trip. And my mom is the same way. So me and my mom like to challenge... Like, not challenge each other, but, like, if we together on a road trip, we're going to go the whole way. When I say the whole way, North Dakota trip was a 28-hour road trip. We didn't stay over. The only time we stopped was just for gas and food.
Right.
That was it. And so then we drove from there to Seattle. Then we drove from Seattle to California. But in California to Arizona. So Arizona, we drove from Arizona to see the Grand Canyon. We drove from Arizona to Dallas, Texas, which is a biblical artifact museum that my mom wanted to go to. We drove there.
Okay.
And then we drove home. And it took us about 18, I think 2 weeks or 18, I can't remember. But we saw some cool stuff on the trip. You know, a lot of time in the van. I think it was a 6,500-mile trip when I clocked it. I forgot how many total hours we spent in the van together. But I got to see. I've actually been to almost all the states in the United States. I think I'm missing, like, maybe six. And that's it.
Damn.
Out of every state in this country, I've been at least once. So that was my favorite trip. It was the dopest trip I ever had. That was on my bucket list. I'm still amazed that I got to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't really get to finish
yeah.
a lot on their bucket list. So, You know, I mean, I remember. I mean, you was mad excited. Well, I mean, when I say your amness about this trip, man. For the people who, I guess they see our little picture or whatnot. Step is, how tall are you, man?
6'4".
He is 6'4", big behind kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, his demeanor looked like he'll rip somebody's head off.
I will.
But I mean, true.
We'll put it out there. But anyway.
You push anybody in the wrong direction. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think everybody's capable. It's like, I think people look at me and you and see our demeanor and it's like, oh, they just look like they're just going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's a big kid. I'm a big teddy bear. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, and when you see us get excited about the smallest things, you like, it kills that like whole demeanor, man. But that's funny. Freaking awesome.
Cause I remember we was on that same trip. We pulled over. We was driving on the road, and we was on the West Coast, and we came up on Crescent Beach. Uh-huh. Crescent Beach is like the first beach right before you get out of I think it's right after the Redwood Forest, or right before one of the two. But the beach is like right on the side of the road. We're in the middle of a road trip. My kids want to jump in the water. So you know what I did? I beat them.
Yeah,
I pulled over. Pacific Ocean. Okay, let's go. Yo, I'm alive as when I love my kids.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
I believe in living life. So, we all ran.
That's dope, man.
My mom was laughing at me. I was just like, yo, we gone. But, yeah, man.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It was a very fun and very memorable trip.
And it's, you know how people say sidebar, y'all, man. Sometimes it's really good to go back and be a kid with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of adults being like, oh, you still a big kid. You acting like a kid. Like, it's sometimes it's really good to still have that in you so you can relate to your children. And then so you can just have fun.
Yeah, let me explain that. And I agree with you. Because there's a difference between being immature and being a big kid.
That's true.
I'm a grown man when I need to be, but I'm also know how to have fun.
Right.
But yes, I'm a big kid. I still play Nintendo with my kids. I DDT my kid in the living room in a heartbeat.
Like,
Yeah, we play hide and seek with my when their mom would leave. We play hide and seek in the house. Everything.
Right. So, he said DDT my kid.
I sure would in a heartbeat. That's how we bond around here in the gift. I love you, son. Boom.
Right. But that's how we do too. We got the same traditions in each house.
Exactly. So, but yeah, man.
Oh man, that's good. Mine's would be like, son, you know I love you, right? Dad, what you about to do? Wait!
Oh my God, sounds like my kids too. I do the same thing.
Man.
All right, so another spot for me, since you haven't gone to New York, it's not me rubbing in your face, but New York is my favorite city. Take that back. New York and California, my two favorite places to visit. Connecticut, I don't have to put that on the map because everybody knows that I love Connecticut.
Now, I'm going to cut you off right quick. Yeah. Now, I'm only asking why because you chose the two states that...
apart from each other?
No. You chose the two states that the world kind of like revolves around.
Mm.
Like everybody wants to go to Cali or New York.
Yeah, you know,
to become a star, become this.
Okay.
Atlanta's kind of like now falling into that gap, but just tell me why, because I know you. You ain't saying that because everybody else wants to do that.
Okay, so New York, for me, is kind of like home. Like, I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Bridgeport, Connecticut is an hour from New York City.
Uh-huh.
So when people in Bridgeport say they're going downtown, they actually mean they're going to New York most of the time. Or we're going to the city, they're going to New York.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't grow up going back and forth to New York, but I grew up around people who were from New York, people who constantly went to New York.
Okay.
So a lot of times when I see New York, it makes me think of home. But what I like about New York City, the food is great, and it's anything you want is there. Like, culture-wise, like, you know, you got Italian food, you got... you got pizza's in Italian, but then you got the hot dog joints, then you got the Chinese part, you know, it's just everything. It's just the vibe in New York is just different. I haven't ever experienced a vibe anywhere like that because there's so many different people, so many different nationalities coming together.
Right.
And I love the way they talk, for one, but also it's just a fun city. It's a huge city, and I just think it's cool because New York does have beaches. Like, I went to Coney Island, you know, and it's dope, you know, it's like, it's got a lot of, and plus I'm a movie buff, so anything that I like, y'all remember seeing that in a movie? I gotta go here, I gotta go here. So I got to see the Brooklyn Bridge, which was really cool. You know, Statue of Liberty, all that kind of stuff. Right. Times Square, you see, you know, everything I grew up watching was in New York, you know? And
that's true.
Really cool, but mostly for me, I just like seeing the city. Like, it's a beautiful city. Like, you got so many different facets. You got the Bronx, which is totally different than Brooklyn. You got Brooklyn, which is totally different from Queens. Like, all these are one city, but it's so different.
It's very different.
And so I like that. Then you got fresh water, you got salt water, you got all kinds of cool stuff. And even parts of Jersey kind of tie into New York. And so you go to New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, is like right across the water from New York City. So even with that, I love the fact you can do whatever you want. Like, I went... And I went fishing with my stepfather one time. He took me freshwater fishing that morning, and by the evening we went saltwater fishing off the pier in Jersey. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Wow.
So it's just so much.
Did you ever
do.
Eat the fish on both of them? Because you could it's a huge difference.
Yes, huge. No, I actually didn't. I don't think we caught nothing. We did that down there. We kept it. But when I was on Coney Island, I was actually visiting Coney Island. I was on Coney Island on the pier, and this dude next to me caught a shark. Right there on Coney Island. Yeah. Yeah.
See, people, okay, there are sharks in Coney Island water, people.
There's sharks in Tybee Island water, too, by the way. I'm going to tell you about that later.
Why? Look, I'm thinking we ain't recording, y'all. I was like, why let me tell me now?
I'm going to tell you,
but let me get to the rest of my story. My bad, y'all. I totally forgot. Because I'm like, wait a minute. I do Tybee all the time with the kids. You talking about tigers?
But I can't describe New York. But, I mean, you know, you got the Bronx Zoo. You know, you got all kinds of famous stuff. You got the art museums. You got the history museums. You got all kinds of. If you find yourself bored in New York, then something's wrong with you, or you just have too much time on your hands. You know, it's a million and one things to do in New York City.
Even
but I've
if
always.
If you're bored in New York, I mean, you can, there's five different boroughs.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't say you get bored.
Yeah, I about to say, I don't honestly.
You know, nothing. I can't see how you get hungry because there's food vendors everywhere you go.
You still say you get hungry.
But I love the culture, though. I love the culture. I really do absolutely love New York culture. Like I said, I grew up, from where I grew up, it's a bunch of Puerto Ricans and blacks and whites. That's typically what I grew up around. Down here in Georgia, it's not like that, which I don't have a problem with it. But so when I'm up in New York, I'm always around Puerto Ricans, whites, and blacks. So the kind of makes me feel like I'm at home. Plus, they talk similar to the way I talk. And their pizza's wonderful. You know, their food's wonderful.
It is.
So on the other side of the country, California. California is doper for other reasons. For me, California is a place I've always wanted to go. And for at one point, I thought it seemed so far-fetched that I would get to go, but I never thought I'd be able to go. Mm-hmm. I've actually been three times at this point in my life. I got to drive there twice, and I flew out there once. And the beaches in California are fun to me. Like, Santa Monica Beach is my favorite beach in California. The waves are nice. The beach is nice. You got the Santa Monica Pier, which is like an amusement park on a freaking pier. It's dope. You got a rope big.
You said an amusement park on a pier?
Yeah, Google Santa Monica Pier. Yeah, it's a famous pier out there. It's more like a carnival on a pier. Uh-huh. That's always there. Ferris wheel, a couple of rides, food stands, all on the pier. Yeah, so when we went out there, my kids swim, I went on the pier. And then it's L.A., so you got a lot of stuff to do. If you had a jet, it'd be easy to get around to L.A. because the traffic is horrible. It is horrible.
Wait a minute, you said if you had a jet?
Yeah, because you can't sit in traffic. L.A. traffic is very weird. Like, sometimes it should be traffic there, and sometimes it shouldn't be. You're still in traffic. Like, you got pockets. Oh, okay, we're moving there. Oh, nope.
It's funny because I still hear people compare L.A. traffic to Georgia traffic, and they say Georgia's bad. Georgia's worse.
I disagree with that. I strongly disagree. I was on vacation. I wasn't even in the rush. So
I strongly disagree with that.
Yeah, but Venice Beach is cool. My favorite spot, honestly, to go in L.A., I really like the beaches, but I like the culture out there, too. Everybody in L.A. is different. It's kind of laid back. Everybody's kind of like more liberal, so everybody's doing their own thing. You talk to whoever you want to. Have a good time.
That's what's up.
You know, you do see a lot of nice houses. You don't see any. You hardly see any in those areas. You don't see any like
trashy people or trashy.
No. You do
trash on the streets.
Trashy cars. You don't see trashy cars. The cars are expensive over there. Everybody has a BMW, at least a Lexus, at least a BMW. I seen Tesla.
Where was you at in California? Because I know some folks in California they ain't got no expensive.
But then again, I went to LA.
You went to the boot. Oh,
yeah, I went.
LA.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in LA, Hollywood, that kind of thing. So that makes sense.
So you was on a Sedati.
I did go to the hood though. I went to Inglewood. I went to Crenshaw Mall. I remember laughing when I went to Crenshaw Mall. You always hear about Crenshaw, like yo. Like, I'm in Crenshaw Mall. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's nowhere near as hood as everybody made it out to be. So I'm looking at the mall. You know how you're in the first floor?
Yeah.
I look at the mall that same day. As soon as I think that thought, like, this is not as bad as they made it out. Look at the mall. See this dude running, right? Uh-huh. And then and when he clears my eyesight, it's like five cops chasing through the mall. Like, okay, I guess it is pretty hood. Like, okay. All
right. This is probably not happening in L.A.
Yeah, this is happening. So, but Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, I always talk about that because that was my favorite spot to go to when I went to L.A. They had all the food I went to, all the places I had went to eat, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. They have chicken and waffles, and they it was just wonderful. And every time I go, I always try to go back to there. But it was a wonderful experience. And plus, I love movies, so why not go to Movie Capital? So I got to go see where movies are made. I got to see people where they had little stars
that
on Hollywood Boulevard.
Capital. I can't forget.
But I will tell you this, though. When you're talking about trash on the street, Hollywood is not like the Hollywood Boulevard where you see all the people's handprints and, you know, when they had their feet in the store, you know, the people's that car where they had the Walk of Fame or whatever.
Yeah.
That is not a nice area. I mean, not clean. It's dirty. It's like homeless people start urine. It's horrible. It's not. What you think
the
it is?
The only reason why I knew that wasn't a nice area is because it was either Snoop Dogg or Jamie Foxx was standing out there. Somebody was showing them their handprint and the homeless Snoop. and the homeless guy walked up to Snoop, you know what I'm saying? And we're like, hey, you, Snoop Dogg, ain't you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the camera, you can see, I'm like, oh, this area look pretty rough in the background. Because like, it was more homeless people in the background. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, all right.
It wasn't really rough. It was just dirty. Like, you wouldn't think about it because, oh, it's Hollywood. But, I mean, literally, you smell piss up and down the streets. You see the homeless people. You see it. And then it's kind of weird because it's mixed in with the crowds and the tourist groups. It's really weird and cool at the same time.
Kind of like Atlanta now with all this gentrification going on. You'll see a white person jogging in the morning with her dog jogging past a crackhead.
Yeah. And so those are my favorite spots to visit. You know, that's where I like to go in the U.S. I got places I like to go. Japan's high up on my bucket list. Egypt is another place I would like to go.
Yeah, I want to go to Jerusalem.
I want to do a holy tour as well. Tybee Island. That's what I need to come back to Tybee Island.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to address these sharks?
Yeah, so listen. If you're in salt water, there's a high potential that there's sharks there. I'm gonna tell you.
You sure want a dolphin,
dude?
Because I see dolphins all the time.
If you want to make it a dolphin, it's a dolphin, but it's not a dolphin.
Seen dolphins in when I've been to Tybee Island. I thought it was a shark because I saw it with the fin.
What do you think draws the sharks? The dolphins. But anyway,
I didn't know.
I'm kidding, but either way.
Oh, I was about to say, no, you're schooling me because I did not know.
But listen though. But it's salt water, so it's not like they just stop. Oh, it's a tourist area, so the sharks go the opposite way. No, they there. It's still the habitat that we're in when we're swimming in the ocean. Either way.
I'm not saying
it's big great whites. It's still sharks.
But in my mind, sharks can only, like, they tend to stay. No, that's actually, I'm incorrect.
Yeah.
I was saying they tend to stay away from shallow water, but when it comes to human beings, that's how they get their kill. When it comes to.
I don't know how that works. But I will tell you this. And it is, because, I mean, I know there's always sharks possibly present, but it's one thing to see one. I didn't see it when I was there, but listen, I was in Tybee Island swimming in the ocean like you would do when you go to a beach next to the pier, right? Next to the pier. You know where the pier is out there?
Yeah.
Okay, so after I got done swimming, I went up to the pier to hang out with people and just kind of be nosy, and they was catching sharks off the pier.
Now, I know you're not illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Man, because my last day in Tybee Island, we went to where everybody does all their fishing.
Yeah.
The amount of rules that they have of what you can and can't catch. There's some stuff you can catch it, but you got to put it back in the ocean. You know, sharks is one thing that was off limits. But I laugh because I'm like, you know, my mom, I'm thinking jaw sharks. You know what I'm saying? You say sharks, I'm not thinking no small nothing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking something that can, you know what I'm saying, yank you your whole line and eat you up in one wop.
Yeah.
So when it's like, you know what I'm saying, the certain fish that are not permitted to be caught, when it says sharks, I was like, oh, somebody decided to be sarcastic.
No, I got you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And now, now it's just now registering that, you know, sharks are small before they become big.
Yeah.
And you can, and so.
So they was fishing there, and it kind of threw me for like, oh my God, I was right here swimming. They catching sharks. We out in the beach, you're not really thinking it's sharks like possibly swimming next to me.
And that's because, like, in Florida, it's not only illegal to, like, catch sharks, but you can't even eat them.
Really?
Yeah, and long time ago, West Palm Beach. I think it was either right after that time they banned it, but you know, me and my brother went inside this little beach. It looked like a beach sports bar. It was on the beach, but it was a sports bar, like on the beach. Like you walk out, you on the beach, and they had a sandwich, and it was shark meat.
Yeah.
So, naturally, I'm like, bro, I don't want none of that, you know what I'm saying? But my brother, he's always eclectic, so he actually had me try it.
You liked it?
Man,
I didn't care for it. I might have cooked it wrong.
Like wasn't even the word. And I don't know how my man, because he grilled it.
Yeah, that's probably what I should do.
He grilled it, and he has a kind of marinade on it, but it was delicious. But he straight up told me, like, you know, like, because it was like 2 a.m. and it was still open. But he was like, you know, this is not normal on the menu. You know what I'm saying? Like, shark, like, it's illegal to catch, kill, and sell. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
But, is that it?
That's it. Right now, that's it. We had our 45-minute mark already.
Okay, just talking.
But it's cool, though, because it leaves more to be desired at the next show, because we still owe y'all our favorite TV shows and why, and we still want to talk about the places we want to go and why as well. We will do that. We got some other heavy topics we're gonna get through as well.
We ain't trying to do the back-to-back-to-back heavy, harsh topics. You know what I'm saying? We understand people need to breathe every now and then.
Yeah, we mix it up. We can't come back from season two and give y'all like two. Because that last episode was heavy. I know that last one was heavy.
No, it took. I ran from that. I ran from that show.
We should just play a stand-up episode after. like a stand-up comedian episode after that one, man. For real. Right. We need something like laughing, clowning, something. But anyway, so but cool thing is, everybody, we got some cool new things we're going to add to the show. And Pudge came up with a dope idea. Well, actually, he came up with the idea and kind of we kind of compounded on it together. Mm-hmm. But Pudge, why don't you tell him what we're going to do, man?
So here's what we're going to do, man. So we're going to actually go out because one thing we know about people, a lot of people are food connoisseurs and they love to eat. So we're going to go out and we're going to indulge ourselves by going to different restaurants and trying out different meals, but with y'all. Like some places we're going to go try the food out. We're going to report back to y'all. Other places we're going to go and y'all going to actually hear us. Like trying the food out right then and there.
Yeah,
at the actual restaurant, you know, hearing what the server suggests at the daily, menu or whatever the case may special, whatever the case may be. And it's because people love food and people love to eat new exotic things.
And that's what we do at Crosstalk. We bring you something different and unexpected all the time. That's what we do.
All the time. We got a lot in store, you know, a lot in store. So we're actually, me and Step, working on some kind of video footage, because what we do want to do is we want to audio record that experience, but we actually do want to have somebody recording us so that people could, like, y'all could physically see, you know, if, well, we know y'all really want to see us instead of restaurants, but, you know. But, you know, to see the ambiance, the restaurant and stuff like that. Then you actually get to put a visual, you know, the face with the voices that y'all hear all the time. You get to see how we actually visually interact with one another and stuff like that. So,
and the funny faces Pudge make, because he makes some faces.
We both make funny faces. It's just that when you see the video, it'll be embedded. So now when you listen to us after that, you'll see the faces.
Exactly. So when we do that, I don't know when we're going to launch the first one, but you would know. But we're going to call it our monthly review. So y'all automatically know when we say monthly review, you know what it is. And once we get established, we start doing those things once a month, hence the name monthly review.
Right.
Now, Pudge has something you want to do special for somebody. You said there's a gift card involved. Remember we talked about that earlier?
Oh, so what I want to do is we have some faithful listeners. Now, Step, I'm going to need you to call out the actual states or cities of our faithful listeners. We have faithful listeners, and we don't know who you are, but we know that IP address. Mm-hmm. And that IP address tracks you to where you are every time you watch.
Careful, Pudge. You sound like the feds right now. Just
hey, I was tracked, bro. You know, phones. You learn something when your phones get tapped. You know what I'm saying?
Like you're a fed or you stalking. Just and we know exactly where you are. We got your IP address. We know when you listen and when you don't listen. What time you listen? What your computer look like? We know. But now the fans know all that.
You know, I don't know. But what we want to do is we want y'all to reach out to us because we want to give y'all something to show our appreciation, to show how much we love y'all. And we thank y'all for being a Crosstalker, and we thank y'all for being loyal and dedicated to us. Like, that is such a big thing to me and Step. The fact that people just struggle with even being consistent, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you guys are consistent and loyal. So, but we need to know who you are, and you know what I'm saying? So our email address is crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com.
Crosstalk with a K.
Crosstalk with a K. Now, I had to talk to a friend this morning. She Googled Crosstalk when I was on the phone with her. Is it Crosstalks with an S?
No S. Just Crosstalk.
Wow. Okay. Because when I Googled it and put the S in, I found us. When I didn't put the S in, I couldn't find us.
That's where, it's Crosstalk.
Because I said, as long as I've been doing this, I ain't never had no S at the end of talks.
Me either.
Right.
No, it's not Crosstalks plural, it's just Crosstalk.
And when you Google us, man, it comes up Crosstalks apostrophe S. It's not in our web link, but when you just type it in, it's three different, it's not even one word.
Wow.
Yeah, but it links it to us. Like, it links it to one directly to our episodes.
Well, we're Crosstalk, but if you need to find us, put the S on the end of it and you'll still find us.
Look, the important part is it's with a K.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to find us.
Yes.
That Crosstalk Podcast with a K. That's how you find us. Mm-hmm. So crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know where it is that you are, what city or state that you reside in. And we're going to respond back with a special shout out and your address, if you don't mind, or PO box number, if you do mind. And, you know, just so we can send you some type of appreciation of our love, just to say thank you for being a crosstalker and a faithful listener.
You're going to send in a personalized gift specifically for you.
Right.
Because we appreciate each and every one of our listeners, especially ones who tune in all the time.
All the time. We don't take that for granted at all. I think you guys need to really understand that we talk big. We do put out there how we feel and stuff like that, but we are two humble people who are very appreciative of people taking the time out of their day to actually just listen to two guys talk about, you know, the way the world is, the issues is how we see them as the world. We don't take that for granted at all. So we want to do something for y'all.
Exactly. So hit us up, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Let us know who you are. Everything Pudge just said.
Yeah, he said everything Pudge.
I'm just co-signing. I agree.
It's so funny because I just Googled us. And I Googled us, and we are the only thing that come up. That is the good thing. There is no, we're the only thing that come up, but it separates our whole entire word and puts an apostrophe S there.
I got you.
But if you type in Crosstalk without an S podcast, we still gonna come up.
Okay, good. So find us anywhere you can. Crosstalk with an S, Crosstalk without an S, but always with a K.
Right. Yeah, the K is what's important, people.
Keep that K. Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. Let me do a shout out before we end up closing out and getting these mean texts next week.
Right. Oh, about the folks not getting their shout outs.
Especially in the episode, we talk about how much we appreciate it, then we don't shout out nobody. Let's do our shout outs real quick.
Right.
Special shout out to our number one cross talker, Miss Dorothy Brown, who is my mom. Always tuning in.
Give it up. She deserves it, y'all, all day long.
Yes. Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to another cross talker, Brandy, always tuning in, giving us dope suggestions, sitting in our studio
we
with us sometimes.
Love you too.
Shout out to my daughter, November, putting us out there and promoting us. Shout out to Brenda. Shout out to Norcross. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Conyers, Georgia. Loganville, Georgia. Graysonville, Maryland, still rocking with us. We love you guys. Shout out to Morrow, Georgia. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Forest Park, Georgia. Kearney, Missouri. Prescott, Arizona. Special shout out to Tokyo, Japan. Still rock with us. We love you guys. Shout out to our future listeners. Gotta shout them out because they coming.
Yes, y'all shout coming. Y'all coming. Listeners.
Shout out to everybody who shared our podcast, who's praying for us, who's giving us suggestions, who's giving us different topics, everything. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the love. We do not take that for granted.
Not at all.
Shout out to Love Work Studio, who always hooks us up with a dope episode. Yes. Always with the mixing and mastering. Shout out to Rob, man. We appreciate everything you do, man, and your spirit of excellence, man. We appreciate you, man. Yes. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pug.
Crosstalk
Radio. Peace.